Louis B. Felt, Dedicating Her Life to Children by Janet Peterson. Although Louis B. Felt did not have children of her own, her deep love for all children and her intense desire to better their lives manifested themselves throughout her lengthy service in the primary organization. Louis B. Felt, the first primary general president, and her counselor, Mae Anderson, were walking along a street in Salt Lake City, Utah, one afternoon, and saw a boy apparently disabled by polio, having difficulty maneuvering on his crutches. As they continued their walk, they discussed the plight of sick children, especially those whose parents could not afford adequate medical care. Louis and Mae conceived the idea of providing a room for children at a local hospital. In 1911, the first presidency approved establishing one room for boys and another for girls at the Groves LDS Hospital. While a small beginning, these convalescent rooms provided a way to help ailing children and led to the founding of the Primary Children's Hospital. Louis always wanted the best for children. The hospital was just one example of this desire. Although Louis did not have children of her own, her deep love for all children and her intense desire to better their lives manifested themselves throughout her lengthy service in the primary organization. Despite suffering ill health most of her life, she was described as being full of life. Her face is pale, refined and spiritual in its expression, her spirit buoyant and cheerful, and her animated manner and smile as frank as a child's. Louis' strong testimony of the gospel and desire to serve others, coupled with her determined nature, shaped how she approached challenges in her life. Childhood to marriage. Known throughout her life as Louis, Sarah Louisa Boughton Felt was the third of Joseph and Mary Bartow Boughton's five children and was born in Norwalk, Connecticut on May 5, 1850. The Boughtons had joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prior to her birth. Louis enjoyed many family outings, gathering berries and nuts, dredging for clams and oysters in the Long Island Sound, and tapping maple sap. She especially liked to ice skate in the winter. Louis learned homemaking skills from her mother and strict observance of the Sabbath from her father. During her youth, Louis developed a firm testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When Louis was 14 years old, the Boughton family decided to join the Saints in Utah. While they were en route by train to Omaha, Nebraska, a fire in the baggage car destroyed all their belongings. They thus returned to Norwalk to prepare for the trek once more. Louis's father, Joseph, however, became seriously ill while they were en route again. Part of the family stayed near Omaha to care for him, but he insisted that Louis and two of her brothers continue traveling to Zion. It was during this part of the journey that Louis met Joseph H. Felt, the leader of the wagon train, and recently returned from a Scandinavian mission. Joseph was attracted to the tall, blue-eyed, blonde Louis, and she to him. Once settled in Salt Lake City, 26-year-old Joseph and 16-year-old Louis married on December 29, 1866. Family life. The following October, President Brigham Young called the Felts to help settle the Muddy River Mission near today's Moapa in southeastern Nevada. They stopped in St. George, Utah along the way, and it was around this time that Louis suffered a miscarriage, leaving her unable to have children. Joseph asked Louis about the possibility of staying in St. George. She characteristically replied, "We were not sent to St. George. We were sent to the Muddy. You may do as you please. I am going on." Once they had arrived at the Muddy, the colonists suffered extreme conditions in the arid, hot weather, as they lived in tents and wagons until they could build adobe huts. Sandstorms filled irrigation canals and cut off water to the young shoots and plants that simply wilted in the heat. 2 years later, When President Young saw the Saints' harsh living conditions, he closed the mission. Upon the Felts' return to Salt Lake City, Joseph found work at ZCMI, a co-op general store. Becoming a leader of children. Though denied the great privilege of being a mother, Louie found fulfillment in loving, teaching, and serving others' children. She firmly believed that God gave her many, many lovely children through other mothers that I may pray for, think of, and love. In 1878, shortly after Aurelia Spencer Rogers started the first ward primary in Farmington, Utah, leaders called Louie as president of the 11th ward primary. One of her co-workers observed, "Louie had a most wonderful influence over the little children of the 11th ward. They were fascinated by her gracious manner. Every child was willing and anxious to do whatever she suggested." Primary quickly spread throughout other Latter-day Saint communities, aided by Relief Society General President Eliza R. Snow, who encouraged the organization of primaries as she traveled throughout Utah and surrounding Latter-day Saint settlements. By 1888, almost every ward had its own primary. All the children met together and participated in singing and other activities. At the morning session of a special women's meeting in June 1880, President John Taylor created presidencies for the three reorganized auxiliaries. Louie B. Felt was sustained as the primary general president. In the afternoon session, Eliza R. Snow was sustained as general president of the Relief Society and Elmina S. Taylor as general president of the Young Ladies Mutual Improvement Association. 30-year-old Louie knew this calling came from the Lord. While she felt unqualified and unprepared and did not want to be in the limelight, she nevertheless said, "I will do the best I can." That determination, combined with her faith, fostered organizational as well as personal growth during her lengthy administration. Louie visited primary leaders, held conferences, and conducted meetings in many parts of Utah, despite health challenges of partial paralysis and rheumatism. During one train trip, Louie met May Anderson, a young convert from Liverpool, England. That initial introduction led to a lifelong friendship. Louie was like an older sister to May, and they served together for 35 years in the primary. Louie's husband Joseph supported her in her new calling. Twice during the 1880s, he was called as a full-time missionary, as many married men were. He served in the Indian Territory Mission in present-day Oklahoma and later in the eastern United States. Shaping a child-oriented primary. Early primary classes followed the same pattern as 19th-century education. Children learned by drill, rote, and reciting. Louie, however, became aware of an educational movement, the kindergarten movement, that was gaining ground in the United States in the 1890s. It was child-centered and focused on a child's development, nature, and needs. Teachers served as leaders rather than taskmasters. Learning took place through activity, art, play, experimentation, freedom, curiosity, and interest. Both Louie and May enrolled in classes for this progressive kindergarten movement and together opened a private kindergarten. Their training and teaching had a profound influence on the development of primary, as the two women saw ways to implement child-centered education in primary. Following educational trends, they created age groups and geared lessons to the various levels of children's development: singing, storytelling, drama, dancing, and arts and crafts began to fill weekday primary meetings. Establishing the Children's Friend. Louie felt a great need to communicate with local primary leaders and provide printed lessons for each age group. She suggested to the first presidency that the primary publish a periodical. During this time in church history, each auxiliary was responsible to raise its own money to support its work. Church leaders told Louis that a magazine would be too costly. Still, she continued to repeat her request. In 1901, President Joseph F. Smith gave approval for a magazine with the provision that the primary manage it and keep it out of debt. Louis thus offered her own home as collateral. Louis's counselor May oversaw the new magazine. First published in 1902, The Children's Friend was initially a magazine to help leaders and teachers and did not contain illustrations or stories for children. Later, the magazine became fully child-oriented and was eventually renamed The Friend. In 1907, Louis's husband Joseph passed away at the age of 67. Now a widow at 57, Louis continued her dedicated work in behalf of children. Aiding children through the primary children's hospital. With the opening of two convalescent rooms at the Groves LDS Hospital in 1913, Louis realized her dream to improve the physical well-being of children. This space, however, soon became inadequate to handle the number of children who needed care. Seeking to learn more, Louis and May visited convalescent hospitals in the East to study modern practices, but learned little. They decided to develop their own hospital program. In 1922, Louis oversaw the conversion of a large home across the street from Temple Square in Salt Lake City into the LDS Children's Convalescent Hospital. While the church donated the building and equipment, the primary paid for the expenses of caring for patients and of hospital administration. During the facility's 30 years of operation, nearly 10,000 children received inpatient or outpatient care. To raise funds for this hospital, the primary, under Louis's direction as general president, initiated the Penny Parade, which called for children to donate a penny for every year of their age. These pennies provided a large portion of the hospital's funding for many years. In 1952, the hospital moved to a larger and full-service facility on 12th Avenue, with the primary paying half the cost. Until the church turned the hospital over to a private organization in 1975, the primary general presidency was responsible for the administration and operation of what was called the Primary Children's Hospital. In 1990, the hospital was moved to its current location on the University of Utah campus and is regarded as an extraordinary children's facility. Serving children for 4.5 decades. At age 75 and experiencing a marked decline in health, Louis asked for a release, which was extended at the October 1925 General Conference. During her 45 years as primary general president, it is estimated she mothered 100,000 children and supervised 30,000 teachers and leaders. In turn, Louis was beloved by primary children and their leaders. As one board member expressed it, "Not only has she intelligently directed the affairs of the primary association of the church, but she has held the sisters together in love." Louis's co-workers hosted a party to celebrate her birthday in 1911. At another celebration, 1,500 primary children sang and danced in her honor. Louis Befelt died February 13, 1928, at the age of 77. By turning her life's sorrow into loving service, she blessed children throughout the church. Her determination to better their lives was manifested through the program she initiated as the longest-serving auxiliary general president in the history of the church.
Timeline: May 5, 1850. Sarah Louisa Louis Bouton is born in Norwalk, Connecticut. September 19, 1866. Louis meets Joseph H. Felt, a returned missionary escorting the saints on their journey from Omaha to Salt Lake City. They marry on December 29, 1866. 1867 to 69, Louis and Joseph leave in November 1867 for the Muddy River Mission in present-day Nevada. Eventually, due to harsh living conditions and other factors, Brigham Young orders the mission abandoned. Louis and Joseph return to Salt Lake City. August 25, 1878, Aurelia Spencer Rogers organizes the first ward primary. September 14, 1878, Louis is called as primary president in the 11th ward. June 19, 1880, Louis is sustained as primary general president. October 5, 1889, President Louis B. Felt conducts the first primary convention for stake leaders. 1895-96, Louis attends training classes of the Utah Kindergarten Association. She and her counselors implement child-centered education and age group classes in primary. July 1897, Pioneer Jubilee celebrations in Salt Lake include a children's parade. January 1902, the first issue of The Children's Friend is published. May 29, 1902, the first primary general conference is held in the Assembly Hall on Temple Square to aid communication among primary units. All primary leaders are invited. 1912-13, primary revises its curriculum to focus on social and ethical training and activities. 1913, a two-room children's ward opens in Groves LDS Hospital in Salt Lake City, with partial funding from voluntary donations of pennies from primary children. 1915, the Pioneer Day Parade includes a horse-drawn float by the primary. It features children dressed as flowers inside a huge woven basket. 1917, primary girls join in the effort to knit socks and bandages for World War I soldiers. 1918, primary is not held during the worldwide flu pandemic. May 11, 1922, President Heber J. Grant dedicates the Primary Children's Hospital, a 35-bed facility across the street from Temple Square. Primary children donate birthday pennies to help support the hospital. October 6, 1925. At age 75 and in failing health, Louis, upon her request, is released as primary general president. She is made an honorary general board member. February 13, 1928. Louis B. Felt dies at home at age 77.
Sidebar: Aurelia Spencer Rogers, 1834 to 1922. Though Aurelia Rogers never served as primary general president, she has always been recognized as its founder. As the mother of 12 children, 44-year-old Aurelia felt that the neighborhood boys should be taught values that would prepare them to be responsible adults. At this time, there was no auxiliary for children, so she discussed her ideas with Relief Society President Eliza R. Snow. Soon, with the approval of President John Taylor, Aurelia received a calling from her bishop to begin a primary in their ward. Leaders decided that boys and girls ages 4 to 14 would be invited. Under the direction of the priesthood, Aurelia and others taught 224 children in that first primary meeting on Sunday, August 25, 1878, in Farmington, Utah. See History of Primary, lds.org/callings/primary/getting-started/history-of-primary. End of the article. Louis B. Felt. Dedicating Her Life to Children by Janet Peterson. Read by Jane Wise, Susie Venable, and Charlene Stewart.